Taking aim at Republicans. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. President Biden went on live TV last night and said if Congress fails to pass gun safety legislation, Americans should express their outrage this November.
It's got to be one of those issues where you decide your position on the issue, senator or candidate for House or Senate, on what we're going to do on us with assault weapons and how have to maybe we'll have 300 rounds in a magazine. And I mean, what you say on those things is going to determine how I'm going to vote for you.
The president appearing on Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC while attending the Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles. The House passed a series of gun safety bills last night after hearing from victims and family members from Uvalde and Buffalo's mass shootings.
It would raise the age limit for semi-automatic rifle purchases and limit the capacity of ammunition magazines. Congressman Jerry Nadler argued,
Americans are watching. They are begging us to protect them and their loved ones from gun violence.
Republican Jim Jordan pushed back.
What this bill does is take away Second Amendment rights, God-given rights.
The measure has little chance of passing in the Senate. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Meantime, Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Justice Department will review the police response to the Uvalde shooting. You can tune in tonight and hear from witnesses to the Capitol riot live as the House committee investigating the attack takes its hearings. Prime time. And the average price of gas is just pennies away from that dreaded $5 a gallon. AAA says gas rose 1.5 cents yesterday to a record $4.97. And this driver, like most people, is feeling the impact.
$92 to fill up this car. I mean, that's real money.
The average price in California, $6.40 a gallon. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
While the nation debates gun laws, police arrested a California man armed with a gun and other weapons on charges of trying to kill Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh.
Roski is accused of bringing to Justice Kavanaugh's neighborhood black tactical chess rig and tactical knife, Glock 17 with a pair of magazines and ammo, pepper spray, zip ties, hammer, screwdriver, nail punch, crowbar, pistol light, duct tape, and even hiking boots.
Fox's Kevin Cork. Police arrested John Roski yesterday near Kavanaugh's home in Maryland. Deputies in Broward County, Florida, believe they have caught the so-called pillowcase rapist.
Robert Kohler is accused in 6 sexual assault cases, but investigators say the 62-year-old may have targeted as many as 45 victims in cold cases dating back to the 1980s. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Prosecutors in Philadelphia have issued a murder warrant for a third suspect in the weekend's shooting that killed 3 people and injured 11. Police have already arrested 2 men. Several states stepping up to help protect people from relentless telemarketers.
Following a U.S. Supreme Court ruling last year that was seen to be favorable to the telemarketing industry in narrowing the definition of an automated dialing system, several states are amending laws like Washington State and New York to expand the scope of what constitutes a telephone solicitation and requiring callers to identify themselves, the company, and the purpose of the call immediately. Last month, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt signed into law a measure that prohibits the use of automated sales calls without prior written consent, patterned after Florida's law that allows private right of action in hundreds of class action suits that followed. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And the Boston Celtics win Game 3 of the NBA Finals.
Boston Celtics take Game 3. They're two wins away from a title.
That call on ESPN. Game 4 on Friday. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.